It's a Wednesday, a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, and welcome to the Mornings with Ed show. This is the time of the week where we are glad, welcome to have Laureen Gilbert. She's the president and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services here in Orange County. Welcome to the program this morning, Laureen. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great, Ed.
Good. It's great to have you on the show. Thank you once again. So this has been quite a week. We started the week off on Monday when the markets took a dive, but it seems that they recovered yesterday and again continue that rebound today. What's happening?
Well, I have to say that it's been an emotional response of investors who have been concerned about the Delta variant. And really, anything could have caused this. The markets, in a sense, were looking for something to be nervous about, Ed. And because we have had a significant run-up, and I want to remind our listeners and investors that markets don't just go up all the time, up, up, up. It doesn't just go one way. Markets go up, markets go down. And it's a healthy time in the market for the markets to take a breather. It's a chance also for investors to buy stocks that they were looking at and felt like they missed out on some of that run-up. And so I think it's a good opportunity for investors. And we had said before the summer to expect a summer of volatility. And then we had a little bit of complacency. But this is no surprise that we're having some volatility as the markets try to digest the fact that, you know, the reopening is not as clear, especially around the globe. Now, the Delta variant, to that point, is affecting areas around the world, especially some of the emerging countries,
right,
such as Indonesia, right? So some of those areas where we're hearing about lockdowns, that's really hurting their recovery, but it's not going to impact the United States as much as some of these other areas of the world. And like you also mentioned, we're having a rebound. That's exactly what we expected. We said on the day, on Monday, you know, take this opportunity to buy the stocks that you want. Anytime you see, Ed, when we're in a what I would call a secular bull market run, which is what we are in right now, when you see positions that you like decline around 3% in a day, that can signal an opportunity to buy for the long haul. You know, once again, that doesn't mean, even though we did expect the markets to rebound and they did very quickly the next day, this could have lasted a number of days. But if you're looking for long-term buys, those can be buying opportunities.
Okay. All right. And you mentioned the wild card that is the global recovery. And of course, that is all we're looking at, COVID-19 in places like Indonesia, where right now the hospitalization and death rate is incredible this summer. Moving forward, will the global markets be driven by COVID?
Well, I think just like the United States and everywhere else, it's a matter of getting countries to herd immunity. And by the way, you know, I'd said all along it would not be at the beginning of the summer that we would see herd immunity, be at the end of the summer. Things always take longer than we think or we want, you know. And same with this. You know, this is a global pandemic. It's going to take a while. And it's not a matter of whether these countries will recover, but it's a matter of when they will recover. And so emerging markets, even though with this blow, is still an area of the market that we like. And specifically, we like emerging market debt. It's one of the areas that we're adding into and looking at adding into our portfolios. And one of the reasons why, Ed, is in the emerging market countries, you can get a higher yield. And right now, so not only did we see the markets take an adjustment, we saw the yield on the Treasury also decline. And we talked about that last week, and I said that this is a moment in time. It's not going to last forever. And then it declined even more. And once again, I'm going to say that this is a moment in time. It's not going to last like this forever. We, you know, the U.S. Treasury went below 1.2% again. And so therefore, you know, take that opportunity, you know, to refinance, do those things when it comes to debt, because much of it is tied to, you know, maybe the 10-year Treasury or whatnot. But But what I would say is that with yields as low as they are in U.S. debt, looking at emerging market debt, it can be an opportunity, as well as with our belief that the dollar is going to be on a trend of a decline, that's also where local currency debt can be a tailwind.
Okay. I want to take this moment to just give add a little personal note here. I was going back over some of the older podcasts that you and I had done, some of the stuff that we talked about at the end of last year. And on more than one occasion, I had to nod and go, wow, Laureen was right. Wow, Laureen was right. Wow. So I'm listening.
Thank you.
I want to talk just really quickly about a deal, and maybe you can help me sift through what the deal is. Jamie Dimon and J.P. Morgan, they really want to keep him around. They awarded him $1.5 million stock options on July 20th, priced at the average price of their stock on Tuesday. Today, that's an award worth about $220 million. But the catch is he won't be able to exercise the options. They'll start to vest in 2026, and he has to hold on to those shares until 2031. And by then, those shares might be worth more. What if he doesn't hold on to them? Does he still get that as a deal?
Well, so yeah, let's talk through this whole thing. So clearly, this award was based on the board of directors wanting him to stay,
right.
And the reason they want him to stay is that J.P. Morgan has enjoyed a fantastic run coming out of the Great Recession. Up till through this terrible pandemic, and you know, even just this earnings season that we're just starting, and of course the big banks are part of that. JPM exceeded expectations, so of course the board of directors wants him to stay. But let's put this in perspective. This is a man worth $1.8 billion already. So while, of course, this is attractive and the board of directors is, you know, holding out a carrot, and the carrot does mean he would need to stay, I do not think that Jamie Dimon is going to base his decision on when he retires on that amount of money, because it's truly not that significant to him. And I think instead he is going to look at his life and where he thinks he can have the most impact. And that will drive his decision. And, you know, whether that's in politics, as you and I have stated, perhaps that would be, or whether it's in, you know, the private sector or nonprofit, who knows what he's going to do. But I think he will stay at J.P. Morgan as long as he wants to be in the corporate world. And then he would change directions in some way.
Right, but he won't be leveraged by a retirement deal like that. He's got too much on
just
the table.
It's just not. While it sounds incredibly attractive to you and to me,
yeah, it does.
We would say, yeah, that could influence the decision, but I don't think, given his network, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
All right. Okay. And I asked you while we were talking off air to talk me off the roof about something. And again, this is a theoretical that I'm about to ask you here. So I appreciate your indulgence here. Yesterday here on the program, we had focused our attention on the dozens of countries breaking the story that military grade surveillance technology, initially believed to be used for criminals and terrorists, was being weaponized by bad actors against journalists and activists and lawyers and just politicians around the world. And it's the Pegasus. It's the Pegasus surveillance software licensed and sold by Israeli spyware firm NSO Group. It occurred to me yesterday, theoretically, could that kind of technology ever be used by bad actors to manipulate stocks around the world the way it's so infects Apple and Android phones?
Right. I was just going to say that, Ed, that, you know, the fact that it can get into Apple phones, even when Apple has done quite a bit of work on trying to secure personal phones, tells us that this kind of spyware is, you know, goes in there and you don't know it's there.
Right.
You have no idea.
Right.
and therefore can get access to user passwords and all kinds of private information. And of course, that's a threat to a lot of different things. You know, right. Something that we talk about is a threat to our overall infrastructure,
right.
You know, the grid. You know, what if bad actors got a hold, you know, do things like that? That's incredibly problematic. So whether it's on people's phones or through the stock market or in infrastructure, all of those are threats. And that's why we need to have safeguards against any kind of really cybersecurity threats that are out there.
Right. And this, again, this is something like we've really never seen before, because as you mentioned, we don't know it's there. We don't know it's on our phone until
exactly. Afterwards,
and they do the forensic analysis of our phones.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that, Laureen. How do our listeners find you?
Well, I'd like to let the listeners know that we're having our mid-year outlook, Ed, and what we do during that time is we look back at what's happened in the first half of the year. And then we look forward to what we expect in the next half of the year. And we're having that on Thursday, July 29th at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And all our listeners are invited to attend. It's going to be a Zoom call, of course. And then people can get a hold of us at 949-748-1177 or wealthwisefinancial.com.
Okay. And how do we connect to the Zoom call itself?
Just give us a call or email us at info@wealthwisefinancial.com, and you can sign up.
All right. Well, you know I'll be there. I certainly appreciate that.
Wonderful.
Laureen Gilbert, President and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services, as always, thank you so much for your time with us this morning.
Thanks, Ed. Talk to you soon.
Have a great day. 8:15 Bye. The time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show. I'm